1998. The question today has to do with acceptance. There are a number of people in the group today that are facing the possibility of a change in their life, of moving to a new location in the country, or a new location in working, or a new situation at home. And we would like some information about how we can accept what the universe or the Creator gives us, even though it might not look like what we wanted or what we had in mind. If Quo could talk to us about the quality of acceptance, the peace of mind, and the harmony that we can achieve by acceptance, we would appreciate anything Quo could say.
We are those of the principle known to you as cool. And we greet you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. As always, it is a privilege and a blessing for us to be here with you, to share in your meditation, and to rest in the harmony of your vibrations. We apparently will be sharing this communication with the one known as Mo, and we welcome this entity. This entity speaks the truth. You have requested that we speak upon acceptance, and that we are most pleased to do. As long as it becomes and remains clear to each of you that we are not the voice of authority, but your brothers and sisters, imperfect as are you, in any sense that can be rationally understood. We make mistakes. We have opinions. We share the opinions and hope not to share the mistakes. But undoubtedly, we shall make mistakes. Not all of our opinions shall be those that will aid you. And so we ask, as always, that you use your discrimination and trust your guidance within, to the exclusion of other voices when necessary. For we have utter faith that you shall know the truth that is for you. As long as that is understood, we are delighted to talk about acceptance. As we search through this instrument's store of experiences, we find that this word of acceptance has overtones of toleration and even a grudging or somewhat difficult transaction within. The acceptance is not an easy thing sometimes, but sometimes it is difficult to accept. And we would like to remove that overtone that is implied in that bare word. For acceptance is a word that does not ring of joy. it does not have the freedom of feeling that we would like to talk about. Our choice of words would perhaps be faith. When this instrument was very close to death some years ago, she put a motto above the hospital bed where she lay. It read, "Faith, the final frontier." As each of you does, she wished to find the joy in acceptance. It is well to have that kind of reminder when one is working upon a situation in which one is not yet comfortable and does not yet feel positively or affirmatively concerning the situation. The one known as Jim has talked this weekend somewhat about becoming the fool. And we are the first to confirm that in any rational sense, faith is a foolish thing. That archetypical image of the fool walking off the cliff into dead air. This instrument immediately thinks of the coyote in the Roadrunner cartoon, who is running at top speed to the edge of the cliff and beyond, and continues running in the air until he realizes that there is no more cliff. That realization plummets him to the depths. The teacher known to you as Jesus called to the one known as Peter, who was in a boat. Jesus was walking across the waves towards him. At Jesus' call, Peter left the boat and was walking on the water also, until he realized that he was on water. And as his faith fell prey to rational observation, he sank like a stone. So each of you is vulnerable when being full of faith to accusations of foolishness, of not getting it, of not being aware of the true situation. And like any fool, there is almost no answer that will satisfy one who critiques the actions of faith. We allow this instrument to remain without any information for some few seconds in order that we might demonstrate immediately and within the context of the moment the type of energy that is involved in being faithful. This instrument did not attempt to fill the silence that it perceived from us with its own opinion or any words that might put off the need for the next meaningful thought. The instrument was content to be silent if we were silent. It is a lesson that it took this particular instrument some years to learn. And indeed, each of you has spent lifetimes already working on this precise discipline of the personality and of the mind. When each of you is not within the veil of forgetting, each of you is full of faith and power and purity. Each of you has been eons in development. Each of you brings to this moment a tremendous array of gifts. And each has created for itself each and every opportunity that you and your higher self, as forces of soul or spirit, felt that you would wish to have as the character this instrument calls Clouseau would say, every move you make is carefully planned. We say this as we watch you falling over the furniture of your life, tumbling through doorways, bumping up against walls you didn't see, and walking through the walls that others see. And yet within the confines of the incarnational self, how difficult, indeed how impossible it is to remain aware of who you are. It is difficult to gather the self together to meet such a challenge as prompted this question. For that which you deal with upon the surface is extremely seamless. It is an excellent illusion. It is a thoroughgoing and rich illusion, a tapestry of the tale that is incredibly intricate and absorbing. And yet all of this is as the thinnest shell and has as much life in comparison to the self that you are within that shell of personality as does the shell of an egg. compared to that life within that the shell protects, that the forces within the shell feed. Many of you have spoken this weekend concerning the desire to move out of that shell, to become a citizen of eternity, and not a person with a body and a lifetime, a beginning and an ending. And yet this is your time within the shell. This world of shadow is your time of being unborn and developing that being which shall hatch upon the entrance to larger life, which you call death. Within this shell is marshaled infinite power, wisdom, and love. Within this shell lies the food that you shall need those drinks of water that are guidance, inspiration, and hope. And so we ask you to abide within that state of being in the learning situation of the unhatched egg. Unlike the little shell of the egg, your shell is large. You may move about, you may express yourself within the illusion in many, many ways. However, you are constantly and infinitely protected. That physical vehicle that sustains life within this density, within this illusion, shall fail. Just as it had a beginning, so shall it have an end. So each moment that you have within the time and space of this illusion is precious, for it can be given only the one time. There is no recapturing a second of experience, opportunity, challenge. And of course, we urge you therefore to be alert, to be vigilant, to pay attention. For the winds of your thoughts are rich with useful concepts. There is constantly coming to you from many sources, guidance, by sign, by metaphor, by physical experience. And as you use your intuition to notice coincidence and synchronicity and pattern, you may begin to find your environment more and more full of information. And this is helpful to one who is attempting to live a life in faith. For one who is looking for a job, looking for a way to make money, there is that feeling of panic. Yes, I have faith. I have faith that the Creator loves me. I have faith that I am something more than my body and my mind. But I need a job. We encourage each who has concerns to voice them, not to the self, but to the Creator. This instrument often argues with the Creator. The Creator doesn't mind. We would encourage each of you to have conversations with deity, however you may envision that, at any length, at any time, with any emotional import whatsoever. For this conversation is more than a simple colloquy. When talking with the Creator, you are opening lines of energy within the deep mind that marshal and enable forces that are helpful to you. Let your faith be in something you can talk to. Let the deity have whatever face it has for you. Let the Creator be real to you. For truly, as you move from this veil of forgetting, much will be restored to your knowledge, and you will marvel that you could ever doubt the imminence and reality of infinite intelligence, that great logos that is love. We do not know how to make real to you the Creator. We can suggest conversation. We can encourage silent listening. But in general, we can simply say that any way that you can engage yourself in converse with intelligence infinity will be helpful to you. Indeed, you are speaking with yourself. However, it is helpful to speak to the greater self, and not simply to run the small circle of thought that goes nowhere. When the issue is acceptance or faith, the last thing that you need is rational thought. here is a situation in which the intellect and its logic will not be useful in most cases. Now let us look at that for a moment. The logical mind that you have working for you is extremely helpful in making choices. That is the nature of intellect. It discriminates. It compares. It sees options and chooses one. Much of the incarnational routine, shall we say, of daily life needs this kind of attention. Organization, good choices made that will move you through the day and through the week and so forth. There are entities that spend their entire incarnation without need for the recourse to faith. These people have the bliss of ignorance, having not yet come to the crossroads when logic fails and one must move into the realm of unknown and mysterious things. For those who have come to be awake within the sleeping world, for those who have chosen to dive a bit deeper into quality of life, times when faith alone will serve come ever more rapidly and frequently. And indeed, for many, there are times when intuition and faith alone will steer the ship that can read no direction from the storm. Yet how to inspire within you that quality of attitude that we call faith? Certainly one suggestion that we may give you, and we do that again and again, is to learn to appreciate the still small voice that speaks in silence. The Zen Buddhists have a saying that this instrument is fond of, which is, I held stones in my mouth for 20 years until I learned to be silent. Where does that urge to fill up the silence come from? there is that fear of silence, that reluctance to move into the unknown, the ineffable, the trackless. And yet this is the very stuff, the very material that you so value as a soul, as a spirit looking for the opportunity to work upon the consciousness, the polarity of that infinite and eternal self. Indeed, you wished to come here to be of service, but you also wished to learn. You wished to place yourself at risk. You make yourself vulnerable in order that you would have this opportunity to work on faith. Move into now your body. Feel that physical vehicle. Feel the gravity that makes it rest upon your seat. Feel that contact. Feel the shape of your bones and your flesh as you sit in meditation. Pull back the view and see yourself sitting with your feet pointing towards the center of the earth and your head pointing outward from the side of the planet. As it revolves in infinite space at the edge of a small galaxy, nowhere near the center of the universe. How tiny, how infinitesimal each of us is. And yet each contains the creation. It is this sense of the infinite riches within that we would like to share with you. As we encourage you to cooperate with your destiny, to recognize that it is well to move from the safety of intellectual and rational thought to the illogical and foolish ways of faith and knowing that all is well and all shall be well. There are so many mottos about taking it one day at a time that we can hardly speak of that concept without trivializing our conversation. And yet one great key in living in faith is taking it as it comes. This instrument has a friend who likes to imagine the worst. What would I do if the worst possible scenario occurred? This friend causes itself many worries. We would encourage you, when you have that craving for surety, to think upon the fool in midair who does not look down, who chooses, illogical though it may be, to trust each of you. Will move through your days and meet your eventual physical demise with a mixture of easy and difficult times. We encourage you to watch for the pattern. Watch for those things within you that cause you to stop and contract and move into that worried state where the thoughts move in small circles. Watch for those, being aware that your earthly pilgrimage is a journey from the head to the heart. A journey from past and future to the present. A journey from dark and light to oneness. A journey from right and wrong to love. Focus upon the love that you can give, that you can receive. Honor and respect that. Follow that. And for the rest, having done all those logical things which one can do in a situation, then crawl into the hands of infinite intelligence and rest easy. We encourage you to strive. We encourage you to help your situation in any logical, rational way that you can. But when those things have been done and there is still concern, we encourage you to walk upon the water, to jump into midair, to toss yourself into the sea of confusion, in faith that the Creator will toss you where you are to go and will bring to you the fish you need to eat and the water you need to drink and the understanding you need to grow You have but a little while upon this earth. May you use the time lovingly, sweetly, insofar as you are able. There is, for the fool, a peace. A peace that the world cannot know. It is the peace of absolute trust. That the one who watches a sparrow also watches you. That no matter what occurs, be it starvation or death, this too is acceptable. This too is part of a pattern, a beginning, a middle, and ending. When once again this body that you enjoy now is dust, what you shall value about this incarnation is the suffering you have successfully undergone, the challenges that you have been able to take advantage of as opportunities to express faith. There is no way to prove spiritual truth. This is not an elementary mistake that the Creator made, but rather a careful example of the refusal to infringe upon the free will of each spirit, that each may learn and each may be guided by faith alone. To rest. In confidence, in quiet surety, we encourage each to work upon these difficulties with a light heart and with a peace within that simply says, I'm looking, I'm watching, I'm paying attention as best I can. With this attitude, you shall perceive that which you need to. Even if you perceive not the first suggestion, there will be a second, there will be a third. They will continue for you until you have no more need of them. For there is a rhythm and a rightness to each of your patterns. You have planned these incarnations of yours well. And we hope that you may more and more trust the basic plan and appreciate the free will that you have. For you may choose when and how you wish to express your faith. and your serenity. Your faith, your serenity. And as you go about this, work to remain aware of those about you. For they too are moving through crises of faith, initiations that cause them to be up at night and disturbed and concerned. For each of you can be to others that bright light that remains faithful and steady. And remember the unknown stranger as well. Turn your mind to the crises of faith of those many, many of your tribe of human that you know not, that you shall never know within incarnation, and who are yet a part of you, and you them. And lend them your faith. Let it ring where it will, where it is needed. For just in such a manner can you love and serve without leaving your chair, without moving a muscle, and serve right well and in a very important way. You are not the only entity adrift on this sea of confusion. The archipelago is crowded, my dear brothers and sisters, with many frail barks, many wandering souls. And each of you is to the other an anchor, a mast for sail, a rudder for direction. You know not when you shall be able to be used to aid another. This instrument is informing us that we have talked long enough on this subject, and with our customary humility, we shall therefore fold our tents on this subject and steal away. In order that you may ask other questions that you may have at this time, we would at this time transfer this contact to the one known as Jim, thanking and leaving this instrument in love and light. We are a fool.
I am Qual, and am with this instrument, and we greet you again in love and in light. At this time, it is our privilege to offer ourselves in the attempt to speak to any further queries which those present may have for us. Is there another query at this time?
As entities, did we always exist as we shall continue to forever exist?
I am Qual, and am aware of your query, my brother. to the best of our knowledge, which, as we spoke before, is limited. Each here and each that is now in creation, in any portion of the creation, has existed before any creation began. Yet, not as you exist now, for you are rich with experience, gathered through many, many lifetimes in different locations within this creation. However, as a point of consciousness, as an awareness of being, yes, indeed, each has existed and shall exist in the future as you see it. Is there a further query, my brother?
No, thanks.
I am Kwok, and we thank you, my brother. Is there another query?
We had a question yesterday that I thought was very interesting, and it was, how do you see us? And we thought, well, you see us as vibration, because you have mentioned that. And I believe you've mentioned color. I wondered if you wanted to add to that. How do you see us?
I am Kwok, and I'm aware of your query, my sister. We see in a manner which is much like your sensing that there is within your presence another presence. If we choose, we may see you as emanations of vibration that itself can and does produce a light, that which you call your aura. We see you also as accumulations of experience and as potentials for further experience. We see you, when we look to the heart of your being, as ourselves, as the one creator. We see you in many, many ways, for there are many ways to perceive the creation about one and within one. And when one has perceived clearly enough, there is nothing but the Creator. Is there a further query, my sister?
No, thank you.
I am Marston.
We would welcome your query, my brother.
As those of us who are gathered today depart and return to our homes, there may be a desire to meditate at times in ways that we can tap into the collective energy that we have been generating here this weekend. Might there be a particular exercise or focus or suggestion that you could offer that any of us could use at any given time to tap into the collective energy so that our meditations are more of an experience of communion rather than a solitary exercise?
I am Kwok, and I'm aware of your query, my brother. As the one known as Carla has spoken previous to this session, there is indeed a place where each may go. This entity called it the House of Prayer. So be it. Each may retreat to this House of Prayer at any time during its diurnal experience and request there that the energies of this grouping of entities be made available to it. And not only will this be possible, but as each entity continues upon its own journey in its own location upon this planetary sphere, those additional energies or vibrations, those frequencies of experience which are garnered after this experience has been completed, can be added to those energies within this House of Prayer. We may also add that if it is requested, we would be happy to join you there in order that our conditioning vibration may increase the depth of your meditations. We would, however, note that we would join you as vibrations only and would not transmit as we now transmit thoughts and concepts through this instrument. Is there a further query, my brother?
No, thank you.
We thank you, my brother. Is there another query at this time?
So you're saying if you think of this group, then you have accessed the energy of this group. Is that right?
I am cooperative. I'm aware of your query, my sister. And you are basically correct. The thinking may be refined to the requesting in the meditative state that this group's energies be made available during the meditation.
Might I ask then if there was something formal that we could do as a group before we split up, like at the picnic, maybe we could offer a silent meditation and dedication to support each other? Would that be a meaningful metaphysical thing to do?
I am aware of your query, my sister. Meditation as a group is always a meaningful and helpful activity in which to engage. The work which you have done already is sufficient to allow the experience of this group's energies by each within it. Further meditations will aid the grounding, shall we say, of this experience within the house of prayer. Is there a further query?
No, thank you, Carl.
We thank you again, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
Could there be a mantra that we might have as a group that we could utilize to center ourselves that would belong to this group? A word, a mantra, a saying, a phrase?
I am aware of your query, my sister. Indeed, such a phrase or word would be helpful in this regard. However, it is not one which we would give you, but one which you would devise as a group so that it would have your imprint of the vibration upon it. Is there a further query?
Thank you.
We thank you, my sister. Is there another query at this time?
No more questions from you, but I just want to thank you and say that it's good to be back and good to hear your voice again.
We are most grateful, my sister, to be able to join you again in your circle of working. It is always a great privilege for us to be invited here. We would ask if there are any final queries at this time.
I had a question. Go ahead. Is there at this time an acceleration, an energetic acceleration taking place in our life experience here on Earth, perhaps within the domain of Earth? Is there an acceleration that we may be paying attention to that may cause us to want to adjust our daily life activities, our sleep rhythms, our dietary considerations, our habits or behaviors? Might there be an attention that we want to adjust to another step in acceleration of this cycling of Earth through the densities? taking place at this time?
I am quite aware of your spirit, my brother. There is indeed, as each is aware, an acceleration of experience and the experiencing of catalyst that is occurring upon your planetary sphere at this time. It is as though the temperature upon the stove has been increased so that the pot boils more furiously. The world about you in your daily round of activities may from time to time seem more filled with entities, experiences, opportunities, difficulties, confusions, and so forth. There is one preparation, one activity, or one action that we feel is foremost in importance for each entity, and that is the opening of the heart as fully as possible for each entity in each daily round of experience. For if one faces the acceleration of experience with only the mind, the habits and rituals that now are in use, there will be the continued confusion and feeling of being pressed by the great weight upon the metaphysical shoulders. To open the heart to those about one, and indeed to open the heart to the self, is at this time most important for being able to share in compassion, in tolerance, in love, and in humor with each of those about you, is that activity which can lighten the vibrations of the transition now in progress. Is there a further query?
Oh, that was marvelous. Thank you.
I am quite, and again, thank you. Is there a final query at this time? I am Kwok, and since no one present wishes to take the last piece of cake, we shall thank each once again for inviting our presence to your circle of working this day. We, as you would say, look forward to these opportunities to blend our vibrations with yours. For through your queries, your desire to seek the truth, and your presence, we are able to appreciate more and more the experience of the Creator within this difficult third density illusion in which you find yourselves moving from day to day, week to month to year, as your life moves quickly before you with the vivid colors of experience playing before you in the never-ending variety of each day. We are with you upon this journey, as are many who are not seen by you, for each present has many guides, teachers, and friends who move with unseen steps and guide with unseen hands those in whose care you have been placed. We are most grateful to each of you for sharing with us your experience and desire to know what is loosely called the truth, the unity of all creation. When one steps forward, all step forward. We move with you in this great journey, my friends. At this time, we shall take our leave of this instrument and this group, leaving each, as always, in the love and in the ineffable light of the one infinite Creator. We are known to you as those of Kwok. Adonai, my friend. Adonai.
As we begin to let the light that we've gathered in the circle go back to the Creator once it came, we would like to hold in the light the names of those who have requested healing. And after we finish this list, then we ask that each, please feel free to add the names that you would like to put in the light also. Scott, Ophelia, Judy, and Spider Rainbow, Ethel, the Flaherty family, the Bean family, the Kirtley family, Walter, Wilson, Anna, Jim, Carla, Melani, Sven. Other requests?
Thelma.
Gabriel.
Diana.
Healing me, I am the circle and you are healing me. United people we are one, united people we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people we are one. United people we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people we are one.